Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's podcast is built around a Sid Banks quote. If you're a regular listener, you know that Sid Banks was the enlightened Scottish welder who first articulated the three principles of mind, consciousness, and thought behind the inside-out understanding that I share in my work. And from time to time, I come across, and I've read and listened to a lot of Sid Banks over the years, and every now and again, I come across a quote or a story that I haven't heard before. And recently, I heard him say, "The most selfless thing you can do is to be selfish about prioritizing your own peace of mind." Now, I'm not sure if it was a direct quote. It was shared with me. "The most selfless thing you can do is to be selfish about prioritizing your own peace of mind." Now, what I've learned, and this is really true with any spiritual teaching, is if I don't quite get it, if it sounds wrong to me, rather than assume that, well, in this case, the spiritual teaching's wrong, I kind of start with the idea, well, what if it isn't? What if that is really true, and see what I can see? And in this case, I did that, and I thought, okay, why would he say that? That the most selfless thing you can do is to be selfish about prioritizing your own peace of mind. And I thought back to in my 20s, I was on a sitcom in Wales for BBC Wales called Satellite City. And I played a New Age American character. And one of the running gags in the show is whenever the situation got really difficult, my character would go, "Oh my God, I need to go meditate," and would just disappear. And it was kind of making fun of a version of this where I can't ever feel off. I can't ever feel stressed. I can't ever feel bad. So I have to immediately go and control it and fix it. And the way that most of us have learned to do that is to withdraw from the world because we think those feelings come from the world. We withdraw from difficult circumstances because we think the difficult circumstances are causing those uncomfortable feelings, those disruptions to our peace of mind. Now, Nina and I, my wife, we've been together 32 plus years now. And one of the things she noticed about me, which was very accurate, is that for many, many years, I was more like that character in the sitcom than I'd like to admit. I was kind of scared of feeling bad and therefore avoided the world that I thought was creating my bad feelings. I withdrew and it came across as shyness, or it came across as reticence. And to some people, it came across probably as arrogance, because I didn't feel like I could be with the world when the world was causing such uncomfortable feelings in me, such disruptions to any peace of mind I might hope to experience. But at some point that changed. At some point, I no longer was avoiding difficult situations or even avoiding difficult feelings. I just wasn't going out of my way to encourage them. And Nina would still kind of give me crap about, "Hey, you should be angrier about this. And hey, why doesn't this upset you? And why aren't you mad at this person who did this to you in business? And why doesn't this, what's wrong with, you know, you're not human." I'm making her sound very harsh. It's not that harsh. One day we were having the conversation about this. We'd come back from somewhere and I hadn't been upset enough. And for the first time, I was able to articulate what it was like inside me. And I said to her, "Do you know, I don't do well when I'm upset. I don't know if some of it is like almost post-traumatic stress because of the depression and the suicidal ideation and all that, but when I start to feel bad, I can feel myself shut down and withdraw And I cut myself off from other people, and I cut myself off from my own wisdom, my own aliveness, my own resourcefulness, my own creativity. And I said, so if I get angry, I'm angry. If I get sad, I'm sad. If I get discouraged, I get discouraged. If I get overwhelmed, I get overwhelmed. But I'm not going to cultivate it. I'm not going to encourage it in myself. I'm not going to go out of my way to upset myself. There's a story I've always loved about the French actor Coquelin, who was the original Cyrano de Bergerac in France. And one day he just didn't show up to the theater, and nobody knew what to do, and they were worried that he'd been mugged or killed or hurt. And they finally found him down by the Seine, just walking by the river. They went, Coquelin, what's wrong? And he said, I'm in such a lovely mood. I just didn't feel like upsetting myself today. And I think about that in the light of the most selfless thing you can do is to be selfish about prioritizing your own peace of mind. What if it was enough to just not add to the misery, to just not add to the unhappiness, to just not add to the mental drama and chaos inside our heads? At what point does my upset go from being a personal thing to a liability to the whole? And at what point does my own peace of mind become a blessing for the world? And you'll find your own way with this. But what I can tell you is that for me, I have found that not only does living from meditation, living from aliveness, living from well-being, living from peace of mind absolutely bring out the best in me, it really seems to bring out the best in everyone around me. And when I show up in that place, often others start to find that place in themselves. And the things we can do to improve any situation in the world, in our lives, in our businesses, in our personal lives, it's exponential. So if you want a piece of homework for today, just reflect. What if the most selfless thing you can do is to be selfish about prioritizing your own peace of mind? And what if your peace of mind is built in? There's nothing you have to do to have peace of mind. You are the peace of mind. And the only thing you can do is think your way out of it. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.